Time for us to talk some Black Bear hockey. Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. John Shields, the voice of the Black Bears, joining us. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Back on the road again for you.
Yes, we're back on the road here at the Mullen Center in beautiful Amherst, Massachusetts.
How's that big ice sheet look?
Looks pretty big. Yeah, the Olympic size sheet here at UMass, so a little bit different than where Maine was last weekend. Especially Merrimack is a standard size. It feels a little smaller. It's a cramped, kind of a cramped building, low ceiling, but not the case here at the Mullen Center.
A bit of a homecoming for Maine coach Ben Barr as well.
Yeah, and you know, he's kind of downplayed it a little bit this week, that he hasn't quite thought about it too much. He's just worried at, just working on and concentrating on the Maine Black Bears. But I wouldn't expect anything else from Coach Barr. He's kind of humble that way. But it is exciting, I think, to come back here, a place that he was a huge part of a national championship. And I got a chance to catch up with UMass's head coach, Greg Carville, earlier this week. And he said every summer that Ben was here, he was in the running for a head coaching job, or his name was floated around for as always in the list of open jobs that he could potentially take one over and be a head coach. And he said every summer I was worried, and then Ben helped us win a national championship, so he was allowed to leave. So he did a good job here, and he's well respected here still, and it seems to be the case everywhere he's gone he has left a great mark.
Well, when we talked to Ben earlier this week, certainly some frustration with the way last weekend's games at BU and Merrimack went, and one of the things he talked about with us was that he's got to make sure some guys who are leaving the program at the end of the year don't check out too soon.
Yeah, he said that to me too, and to other interviews I've heard him say that, and it makes sense. And you kind of hope that these players that are leaving or at the end of their college careers here are able to lock in a little bit in the last couple weekends here, because it's only going to benefit them if they want to continue to play hockey down the road, is the way I would look at it. If they want an opportunity to play minor league hockey, let's end on a strong note, and you never know what can happen from there. But easier said than done, so hopefully they're focused and ready to go here this weekend.
We're talking with John Shields, the voice of the Maine Black Bear hockey team here on Downtown. This UMass team, ranked number 9 in the country, what are their strengths?
Well, what aren't they good at, really? Mm. They're a strong hockey team. They're good on special teams, on the power play and penalty kill. They're led by Bobby Trevino, who's a senior. He's got 30 points in 25 games, so he is over a point a game. That's a player that Coach Barr recruited during his time here with UMass. So Trevino, 30 points, is a player to keep an eye on. 4 power play goals for him. And then they've got young players who have come in and stepped in, too. Scott Morrow, a defenseman, he's got 26 points in 25 games and a pretty good split, 10 goals and 16 assists. So they get production from their veterans, and obviously they're getting some production from their freshmen. They're strong in net. Matt Murray, part of that national championship team, and he's back here for his 5th year. He's a strong goaltender for them too, and the Maine will have to try to figure out how to get some pucks by him if they're going to have a successful weekend. So they're good in, as we would say, all phases of the game. But they're strong defensively, as I said, special teams, and they can put up points. So it's going to be a tough test.
Well, I feel like we say this every week, but it's true every week. Important that the Bears get off to a good start in both of these games.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've got to start strong. You don't want to be down chasing the game the first 10 minutes of the hockey game. So I think the first 5 minutes are critical. That was the message as well at BU, and they took a penalty in the first minute, and it turned out to be costly. They went on the penalty kill in the first minute at Boston University last Friday night. BU scored. They were down 1-0, and they were able to win that hockey game 4-0. So, yeah, the first 5 minutes is going to be critical for Maine to stay cool, stay concentrated, and let let the game kind of unfold in front of them and not take any silly penalties, which is kind of what happened at BU last Friday night.
And, of course, the schedule doesn't get any easier for the Bears going forward.
Nope, got UMass here. Obviously, we've talked about them. Next weekend, they're back home. They got four games remaining at the Alphon. Next weekend, they host New Hampshire for a pair of games, which are always exciting games. We know how Maine and New Hampshire matchups are in any sport. So that will be exciting next Friday, Saturday. And then they're off to Providence the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, two games at Providence College. And that's been a tough place for Maine to play in the last several years. And that's a good Providence team once again this year, coached by Nate Lehman, former Maine assistant, has them in good shape. And then they finish up the regular season at home, two games against BU. And we know how they played at BU last Friday night. So, yeah. The next final eight games are going to be hard weekends, but that's the way Hockey East is this year, Rich. Every team seems to be, moving in the right direction or doing great things. So it's a tough schedule, but it is what it is, and we'll see what Maine can do.
How was your drive down to Amherst? One of my least favorite football drives.
Oh, one of my least favorite hockey drives. But, you know, it was very easy for me. I rode again with Sports Information Director Bryce Colbeth, and he decided to drive today.
Oh, nice.
So I just sat back. I was the navigator. I've never felt so rested and relaxed in my life.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well played, John. See, that's why you're Sportscaster of the Year. You know the ins and outs and how to make this work.
I can get used to this. I know, traditionally, play-by-play people tend to be the drivers, but I can get used to being a passenger. I'll tell you what.
See, I'm not a good passenger. I'm terrible at that. I prefer to be behind the wheel, even though you don't get the same level of rest and relaxation.
You like to be in control? Is that what it is?
I like to be in control, and when I'm on the highway, I'm thinking if I'm going to die in a fiery crash, I want to be the one responsible for it. Thank you.
Oh, see, I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't want to passively, be dozing off, look up, and there's a semi coming at me because somebody else fell asleep. Not that that would ever happen with my partner, nor with Bryce. You're in capable hands there, because you guys are also young and fresh. That makes a big difference.
Well, last weekend, we drove down in the snow 45 miles an hour the whole way today.
Oof.
Very smooth. So this was an easy trip, and we're happy to be here.
Excellent. What time are you on the air tonight, John?
7 o'clock face-off tonight. Our pregame coverage will begin at 6:30 here from the Mullen Center.
Fantastic. Well, good luck to you and the Black Bears. As always, we appreciate you checking in with us. We'll talk again next Friday.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Take it easy.
Thanks, John. John Shields, the voice of the Black Bears on the Black Bears Sports Network. Our Black Bear reports on downtown are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718, 307-7718, and by Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. Find them online as well at BennettAutoCenter.com.